Yes, in Jesus' name we rejoice this morning. In Jesus' name we give thanks and praise. Father, thank you for such a wonderful gift. The gift of gifts, your Son, your only begotten, full of grace and truth. Lord, let us rejoice this morning. We are a privileged people. Christ is in us. Hallelujah. Children of the King, sons of God, seated together with that wonderful Jesus in the heavens. Hallelujah, in that name. Thank you, Lord, again for this time. God, we're just waiting to see your Son's face, to touch him and to hold him. Oh, we want to behold him too. Lord, we want to look upon you. Oh, God, to see those dove's eyes that have loved us in ages past, have seen us, Lord God, in Christ, in what we would grow up into him in that beautiful one. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Lord, as you have prepared the table for us today, God, let us come in boldly and feast. Lord, what a spread it is, because it's the Word of God. And Lord, we're looking to you today. God, let us see nothing else but your sweet Son. Lord, let us give him all the glory and all the praise and all the honor and all the thanks. Oh, what a wondrous, precious Lamb of God you are. Thank you. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Savior. Thank you. We give you all the praise for your beauty, for your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Thank you, God. Well, can you imagine? We're going to Matthew chapter 2. And we're going to read the first 12 verses of Matthew chapter 2. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. He was quite a guy, wasn't he? And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded to them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of three shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel." Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced and with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures and presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh, and being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. Now, there's a lot of incredible things we could rejoice in about these wise men. You know, not only did they read about the coming of the Lord, and many have read about the coming of the Lord, many have heard about the coming of the Lord, but these brothers, they hearkened. That means they made a move. See, they allowed God to let them act on it. And yes, they endured, brothers and sisters. They traveled, some believe, 500, 600, 700 miles to see the Christ. They did endure. And then God gives them a dream, and they listened. But what really struck my heart today, that the Spirit, I believe, wants us to rejoice in, and God had me encouraged to write a little something about it in our little newsletter. They came to worship. They didn't come to gawk. They didn't come to just out of curiosity. but they came to worship. They were serious about this. And as we've been rejoicing for some time now, we know that the depth of worship and its meaning means to draw nigh unto Him in fervent love as to kiss. Now that is something. And that is a serious something, brothers and sisters. See, they came to worship the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. They came to worship the I Am. And brothers and sisters, I believe that this is such a type to us of the true worshiper that John speaks of in John 4. The true worshiper whom God is looking for to worship Him. And these are the type as well that love His appearing. Those wise men loved the appearing of the Lord. There was something that struck their heart to journey out, to go. There were a lot of wise men, I'm confident. There were a lot of ones that knew a lot of things. But they sat, maybe thought about it, maybe talked about it. But these ones made a move because they wanted to draw nigh in fervent love as to kiss Him. Those are the ones that love His appearing that Paul speaks of himself, and not unto me only, but unto all them also that love His appearing. See, that's 2 Timothy chapter 4. You'll read about that. And those that love His appearing love to worship Him. A lot of people think, again, yes, worship is falling down and it is praising Him. But it goes far beyond that. It's a love. It's an attraction. It's you can't help it. I just got to be with you. I got to hold you. It's called love. I absolutely love you, and nothing's going to get in the way. I have to have that love, my love. I need to be with Him. I need to see Him. Now, brothers and sisters, you see, they came then to worship Him, and He appeared to them. But He appeared to them then as a babe. And someday He's coming again to appear to them as bridegroom that want to worship Him in spirit and in truth. And the Word of God tells us that they will see Him a second time. But it's so precious here that these wise men brought Him three gifts: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something the Lord has struck my heart with. The ones that will see Him this second time, they will have the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh. Now let me explain this to you and how precious it really is. And again, we're just touching the surface here. Don't ever think that we could get deep. But oh, by my spirit, you got your mining hats on today? Let's get down to the yea, the deep things of God. Gold speaks of the deity. Divine, praise the Lord, the King. See, this wasn't a baby they were coming to worship. This was God. Praise the Lord. This is God in the flesh. We're talking the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the I Am. And these brothers knew it. It wasn't a baby. It was God. And these brothers, they were coming to the altar of God. And the only way that they could ever come to the altar of God, the only way that they could ever approach that throne was with the gold. The gold has to be in you. The treasure in the earthen vessel. Praise the Lord. The very life. You talk about gold. Oh my goodness. The treasure that He's placed in you. The very life of His Son. The moment that you said, Jesus, I believe You are the Lord. You are my Lord. Praise God, I've confessed it with my lips. Thank You, Jesus, I believe it in my heart. You are my Savior. Now, the gold has been put in. And brothers and sisters, he that cometh to God must believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. You talk about a golden rule. It is a golden rule. It's the rule. I don't care what man says. I don't care what the thinkers, the cerebrals have come up with. There must be many ways. There must be many paths. No, there is but one way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but by me. Is this the Word of God or not? That's where it has to sit. Is this the word of life? And there is no more. Yes. Yes. And my promises are yea and amen. And we better know it, brothers and sisters. The word is alive. And praise God, it dwelt among us. And thank you, Jesus, in your life in me, it dwells in me. And praise God, it's growing. And it's growing by the grace and by my spirit, saith the Lord. Now, brothers and sisters, only with the gold can we worship him. It was even typed back in the tabernacle. Do you know the tabernacle in the wilderness? They'd get in there and God had many wonderful things that was done in that tabernacle. But anything that had to do with worship, brothers and sisters, was either made of gold or overlaid with gold. You'll find this from the ark, the mercy seat, the golden altar, all those utensils, we're talking gold. There would be no worship without the life, the gold. And you praise the Lord that he put that treasure in you. Aren't you thankful? He put that treasure in these brothers as they came. Lord, it's your life. That's why I can come. That's why I get the star. That's why I am drawn to you, because of the life of Jesus Christ in me. It has nothing to do of my desire. It has nothing to do of my thoughts. They're wicked. But praise God, there's a life in me that overrules it all. Hallelujah. And I'm finding that that grace of that life, praise the Lord, is sufficient for me. And not just to come a little bit, but to come boldly like these brothers and say, hey, we got to go. We got to move. There were some shepherds at that time too. They got there a little earlier. We're going to find out a little bit about that. But brothers and sisters, they came because of the life of Jesus Christ, the gold. Now, I'll tell you something. That's some mighty stuff. And you've got it. So now we get to frankincense. Now you think about this. This is incense. And this is kind of a strange gift if you think about it, to give to a little baby and a poor family. You'd say, no, wait a second, why don't you just bring them more gold? How about some clothing? Huh? I've heard some people try to say, well, you know, that frankincense, they could make oil out of it, and it could be a herb or brought down to help a baby. And it could help a newborn baby and could help its mother kind of heal if there was some infections and all. Brothers and sisters, at this time, Jesus Christ was probably about 2. All right? Yeah, maybe a year and a half. That's why Herod said all under 2. See, to me, it's just like this thing about science all the time. And I appreciate people that love the Lord. But, oh, we're going to try to prove these things in science. It's just like they try to say, well, you know, when those Israelites, when they came out of Egypt, they crossed over the Red Sea. It was only about ankle deep or knee high, and that's how God brought them across it. Well, I want to know how God used ankle high water to drown all of Pharaoh's army. See, brothers and sisters, we need to understand this. I don't need the word of God proved to me because of science. And matter of fact, it's not going to be. What's going to put the word of God in your heart is by my spirit, saith the Lord. It's by faith. It's by faith. It's by faith. And I know exactly why they brought the frankincense. It's because they came to worship God. And this is how you worship God. You worship God first and foremost. You have to have the life of Jesus Christ. You have to have the gold. And praise God, with the gold, you get this too. Righteousness and holiness. That's the frankincense. See, that's the sweet praise to God. It was his plan. I want to bring many sons to glory. I want a family. I want a precious family. That's the only family he's got. Well, you know, this one's the black sheep and this one's it. No, you're all precious. You're sons of God if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior. And God said, look, son, I got a plan. Your life, you're going to go and die on that cross. Hallelujah. And it's going to bring many sons to glory. And this is the plan. And brothers and sisters, when we receive this life, we get this righteousness and we have this holiness. And it says the new man is created in righteousness and in true holiness. And how beautiful is his life in the saints, isn't it? It is beautiful. That's why you're beautiful. It's because of Jesus Christ. Now live the beauty. Let the beauty just reign. Don't try to be something else because something else isn't pretty. It's really not. It's His life that makes people beautiful. It's Christ in you. It's Christ in you that will motivate you to be the person you could never be because of Jesus in His life of love and truth and grace that can permeate right through us. Praise the Lord. You know, no wonder Paul said, "May I only be found in His righteousness." See, Paul knew that. I count it all dung. Everything I've ever even accomplished, all my failures, all of those things, my goodness, Lord, it's all in the past. It's all even dung. Only for the excellency of the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that's all I want. I just want to know You, Lord. This is what the beauty is. And I think as we meditate on this, brothers and sisters, do we really see it that Jesus Christ was testifying to us of His coming today, even in His birth? Oh, I love this. Be found only in what the Spirit gives you. Amen. See, this is what these wise men, this is what they brought. They brought His life, the Lamb. Just like sweet Abel, he brought the sacrifice. Cain thought, well, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to work this up, and I'm going to show him all of the good deeds that I could bring. And that was refuge to God. That wasn't acceptable. Abel brought the life of Jesus Christ. He brought the gold. He brought the righteousness and holiness. He brought what God did. He brought what God made. You think about Esther. Hallelujah. And she said, oh, I'm encouraged only to bring what the Spirit told me to bring. When I get out there before the king, I'm only going to have what that chamberlain told me to bring. Because I'm ignorant. I don't know what I'm really even doing here. All I know that somehow, some way, grace hit me. And I was called and I was chosen. He plucked me out. He saw me. He saw you. And He plucked you out. He's called you, people. Don't you get that? Don't you see how sweetly Jesus just loves you? And you know it. You're not from here, are you? You're an alien, yeah. We're just passing through. I'm finding out more and more I don't fit in here. And thank You, Lord, that I don't. And I feel sorry for the people that keep trying to fit in. And especially for Christians, it doesn't work. Because the life you live now by the faith of the Son of God. This life of gold. You're holy and you're righteous. Do you hear God telling you, you're My workmanship today? Isn't that wonderful? That I've already been made unto you righteousness, you're holy. That the treasure, the gold, it's in you. You don't need to try to put it in. It's already there. Now just feed it and let it grow and let it manifest in you. All I want to see is Me in you, the hope of glory. Isn't that amazing how much He's invested in you? Can you hear Christ saying that to you? Let Me be in you. Let Me just really grow in your life. Let Me take over everything. Let Me rule and reign. Because you know what? That life in you, that's the hope of glory. I mean, you understand what glory is. We're talking about the whole thing. You know, as they say, the whole enchilada. It's all there. It's everything. Hallelujah. The glory of God, He put it in you. And you're trying to be something else. What's the matter with you? What's the matter with me? Christ in me. Christ in you. The hope of glory. Now we're going to wrap it up. We talked about these first two, the gold and the frankincense. And every Christian has those. Every Christian does. Amen, amen, amen. But see, it's the myrrh, brothers and sisters, that makes the difference. It was the myrrh that made the biggest difference for these brothers to come to worship Him. It is. See, the gold and the frankincense as well, this is kind of neat. You know, God is just so beyond perfect, and we get little glimpses. But the gold and the frankincense are only mentioned at Christ's birth. But the myrrh follows him. I hope every hair is starting to stand on your body right now. See, the myrrh follows him all the way through. Especially as he went to the cross. See, the first two come with his life. But the myrrh is a choice. The myrrh is the suffering. The myrrh, brothers and sisters, is what will you do with Jesus? You've heard from the prophets. You have. You've heard the word of God. And you've heard it for many years, most of you. What will you do with Jesus? What will you do with this precious myrrh? Philippians 1:29, and oh, how we've rejoiced in it lately. For unto you it is given. It's not a requirement, it's a gift. It's a gift. Greatest gift he could ever give to you. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. What are you suffering for today, huh? Got some things in your family this morning? Turn them over to Jesus. Look into it in his eyes and in his grace. Hebrews 5:8. This is about the Son of God. And I believe I'm talking to some sons of God here this morning. Though he were a son, yet he learned the obedience by the things which he suffered. I believe we're here today because we have taken a message to heart that truly God is there gifting us. You can grow up into all things in my Son. Growing up into all things in Christ Jesus. That's not going to happen unless we take up our cross. Amen. Do you know the beauty of suffering for his sake? Isn't it amazing how we try to make our lives as comfortable as possible? Now, I'm not saying you go out there and buy yourself a bed of nails. I told you about that guy I read about that was up on that pole for, I think, over a year, and he stunk so bad that those poor fellas, those were the ones that were really suffering, the ones that brought him food. They had to smell him. But he stunk so bad, it was so putrid, they had to get him out of there. They were trying to think of another pole to put him on. That's filthy rags. I'm talking when you settle in, when you're running for God's best, and boy, the waves keep hitting. But yet there's something in you that says, oh Lord Jesus, I even want to run harder. These things are tearing at my heart, Lord. You keep coming in with a deeper relationship. You want more praise. You want more trying of that precious faith. You want more of your life to live in me. The sons suffer with him. Do you realize that our trials and our afflictions, brothers and sisters, bring him glory? Do you realize that this morning he rejoices with the Father? Father, do you realize that they have been counted worthy through my blood and through my life to suffer for my name's sake? And the power of Christ, brothers and sisters. I don't think I've ever seen the power of Christ resting on the people in this place like I've seen it as of late. I'm serious. Oh, you know where I'm going with this, don't you? Because I'm starting to see a lot of infirmity. I'm starting to see a lot of weakening in the way. And I'm starting to see by faith, you're not thinking that these things are strange anymore, are you? You're not. I like it. I see the shake in the head and even a smile. Said that 4 or 5 years ago and I would have heard, growing up, growing up. It's awesome to watch one another grow up, isn't it? If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, I think I'm seeing some happy people out here today. See, the world's got to get in here and they'll realize what's really here. Yeah. For the spirit of glory in God rests upon you. Job told his wife just that. He said, shall we receive good at the hand of God and shall we not receive evil? Do we really want a double portion like Job did? What do you think? See, most say, well, that's enough for me. But I got news for you, brothers and sisters. To whom much is given, much is required. And he's got one vision for each and every one of you, and that's to grow into all the fullness of it. Yep. And your life, I've said this many times, but your life will never sit right. It'll never sit completely right until all on the altar is laid. And it's a lifetime. It's every breath. Because by God's grace, you're going to have a joy. And I hope today that you know that God's dealing with your heart in that. And it's just a rest. There's a rest to the people of God. You finally just set it there and you say, Lord, it's there. But I got news for you. If Jesus tarried, tomorrow's another day. But I got news for you. It ain't here yet. And when he says, maybe tomorrow is today, my grace is sufficient for thee. It's not joyous for the moment, is it? But oh, what a wonder. And what a precious privilege to wait on God. Because I believe that through a glass darkly, we're seeing the mother load of the double portion. Amen? 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 You think those brothers were pretty happy when they finally got to the house? You notice it's not a stable. To the child, you'll notice it's not the baby. Huh? You think they were finally happy? Oh, they were joyous. They were beyond ecstatic. Here's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and he's appeared to me. Now, brothers and sisters, we live in a time that when we see him, he's asking you a question today. Do you want to reign with me? I want to reign with you. I do. Because you know why? Because he said so. Because it's his desire. It struck my heart. Now let me tell you something. There's going to be a lot of people singing up there in heaven. That's wonderful. And they're going to sing a new song. They're going to stand before the throne. I want to get in it. I don't ever want to leave the midst of the throne of God. Because I'm going to tell you something. I know that the Lamb is right there. And I want to hold him. And I want to behold him. And I want to apprehend him forever and ever and ever and ever. But if you're going to reign with me, you're going to suffer with me now. How about this one? You want him glorified in you? I believe you do. I mean, do you really want him glorified in you? He said, then you must suffer together with me. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The greatest trio of love there's ever been. So absolutely incredible. You think about this. By his life, he brought them to us. And now by his grace, we're giving it back to him. You talk about grace for grace. For we have seen his star. Have you seen it? Yes, you have. You're a Christian here today? You've seen it. His star in the east, and are come to worship him. Let's bow our heads. Father, Now, all we can tell you and say to you is thank you for this precious, precious life. Lord, thank you that today we have beheld him. Thank you, God, that you have truly allowed us to come in boldly. And I really do believe there's many here today that are touching the hem of your garment. God, we've left the pew. The ice is breaking up. We've come boldly and said, Lord, I'm not going to hesitate anymore. Let's not just make this hit and miss. God, it's about right now. It's not about playing church. It's not trying to do what's comfortable, what I can work out with my family. Lord, you said very clearly, if I'm not worthy, if I'm not willing to leave them, to come out from among them, then Lord, I'm not worthy to follow you. Jesus, help us to get that desire. Help us to get that boldness. Help us to be struck with that love, that Lord, I just got to go. I love my family, like little Rebecca said, but you know, honeys, there's a camel waiting. Got my name on it. And I'm going to meet not just the king, not just the Lord, but I'm going to see my husband. And praise the Lord. God, I believe we are almost there. It's like that last little hill, Lord Jesus. I can see him running across the field. And Lord, it's almost time to light off the camel. But Lord, let us be patient. Let us ride every last step. Let us endure the hardness as a good soldier. But Lord, we say back to you, these temporal sufferings, they're not even worthy to be compared. Like, what are we talking about? But Lord, it's your scripture. But I'm finding in my heart to you, Lord, it's not even worthy to be uttered. What God has prepared for them that love him, the glory that shall be revealed in us. Oh my. God, help us today to embrace who we are in you, the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ.
Oh, yes.
Though he was rich, yet for our sake he became poor.
Praise you, God. Praise you, God.